Ve'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Ches. We left off at the very bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis by the words Ve'ika de Amre. So the Gemara is now going to have a slightly different version of Rabbi Zeira's question against Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'ikada Amre, some say Rabbi Zeira asked his question as follows. Maskefla Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that if a non-Kohen organized the fire on the Mizbeach, he's chayv misa, v'chiyesh lecha avoda. So yesterday we asked, how could there be an avoda that's kosher balayla that a zar would be chayv misa for? Today we're going back to something that we had in a couple of days ago's daf. Masla Rav Zera, v'chiyesh lecha avoda sheyesh achareha avoda. Remember we learned that the only avodas that a zar can't do is an avoda that's an end of the line avoda, va'avad tam avoda tama. It's got to be the end of the line with that object. So, Mazar Rav Zeira, v'chiyesh chavoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Is it shaykh that there's an avoda that still has another avoda afterwards? It's not the completion. Upsula bizar. The zar would be chayv misa. We learned earlier in 3 days ago's daf, four days ago's daf on Chaf Dalid, that a zar is only chayv misa when he does an avadatam, avoda tama, which is an avoda that's the end of the line for that particular item. So how come Rabbi Yochanan is mechayev a zar who arranges the fire? There is, even though at night they would arrange the fire, in the morning they would put the two logs on. So placing the two logs in the morning was the end avoda of the fire. So how come just being misader the ma'aracha, a zar would be chayev? Now the aleph in brackets here erases about three lines of the Gemara. Vare Varum Budarm Sofavoda Diamamahu. Evarum Budarm is the end. Vare Trumas Adesh and Tchilas Avoda Diamamahu. Tam Yochan Kiddish Yadav Lutrumas Adesh Lamachin Sarach Lakadesh. Shiva Kiddish Tchilas Avoda Elakasha. All of that is erased by the Hagos Hagra. Tos Osen Milim. So that's a mistake. So we're going to leave it out. And Rashi also apparently, Lo Garcin and Lakuli Hakir. So Rashi says you erase it. Okay, Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. Therefore, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. I'm asking Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shasidah Shnei Gizrei, Eitzim Chayev. No, not the Zar who arranged the fire at night. The Zar who added on the two logs in the morning. He's Chayev Misa, Hov Avodatami. That's the end of the Avoda with the fire in the morning. The burning of the limbs on top of the fire, that's considered to be a different avoda. Maskef la Rava. Same kash as before. Rav asked Elameata, if you're going to tell me that that's considered a significant avoda, tibayi pious, why is there no lottery for the two logs? Says the Gemara, you forgot the Gemara from 2 days ago. There is a lottery for that. Velo bayi pious. Really? The placing of the logs on the maracha did not need a pious. What do you mean? We learned Vatanya, Misha Zacha B'Trumas Adeshin, Yizke B'Sidah Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. What do you mean? The rabbis sweetened the pot because people weren't coming to do the Trumas Adeshin. They added on the placing of the two logs. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kama, you Faisal B'Fnei Atzmon. No, this is what he meant to ask. Why don't we have a separate pious, a separate lottery? Don't just throw it into the Trumas Adeshin. If it's such a chashav avoda, we should have a separate lottery just for the two logs themselves. Answers the Gemara, just like we said earlier, Kedamrinan, like we said earlier, that no, that really originally there was a separate prize for the Trumas Adeshin, but they saw nobody was coming, so they threw on also the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Really, it would have had a separate prize, but the rabbis wanted to sweeten the pot of the Trumas Adeshin. Now, from the words of Rava, it's clear that only an avoda that has the following two conditions. It's got to be an end-of-the-line avoda, and a zar for doing it would be chayiv misa. Only such an avoda would they do a pious for. Says the Gemara, lememra da avoda tama, v'zar chayiv ala misa boi pious, ein zar chayiv ala misa lo boi pious, that any avoda that a zar would not be chayiv misa for wouldn't require a lottery. V'arei shchita. What about the fact that there was a lottery for the shchita? We know shchita is kshera bizar. Answer the Gemara, shayna shchita d'tchilas avoda d'yamamahim. Shchita is the beginning of the avodah of the day. It's so chashuv that it's the first avodah of the day. And therefore, it was chashuv in the eyes of the Kohanim. They had to have a lottery. Here, to their words, this lamemra is erased. The same thing as before. Lamemra d'avodah tam avoy pais. Alishachar avodah lo boy pais. Ar yivarim u'bedorim sof avodah d'imami yivarei. Truma zadeshim shemais yashaya. Like we saw before, the Gemara, the Gra and the Rashi erased this girsa. So the Gemara now is going to bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that the logs is considered to be an end of the line avoda. We also learned in our Mishnah a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that the placing of the two logs in the morning was considered an end of the line avoda against both Rav and Levi earlier, who held that the placing of the two logs was not an end of the line avoda because the placing of the limbs on the fire after the logs, they consider that all part of the same avoda. So we learned earlier in our Mishnah. I'm sorry, we're going to learn right in the next Mishnah. Amar lahem ha-memuna. So the assistant head Cohen said to them, to go out to a high place in the Beis HaMikdash above the walls of the Azara or on the roof. Ure'u im higi hazman ha-shchita. Go and see if the time for the shechita came. Ve'ilu zman sidur gizrei etzim lo katani. It doesn't say, go find out the time for the placing of the logs. So you see from this that you can place the logs even at night. And therefore, that's got to be the end of the previous avoda. And because it can even be done at night. And the placing of the limbs on the mizbeach, which came after, that was done during the day. If the log's done at night and the limbs are done during the day, clearly that's the end of the line avoda for the avodas at night. So the Gemara rejects this in the same way that we rejected it before, that no, really the time for putting on the logs was not at night. It was really done first thing early in the morning. It was a morning and it was part of the avoda of the sacrifices. So it's not an end of the line avoda. But the lesle takanta ktani, the shchita, which if you do it at night would disqualify the animal in Gansin, that was included. They asked them to check for the time. But hach the lesle the isle takanta, but placing of the two logs, if they placed it too early, it's no big deal. They would take it off and put it back on in the morning. So lo katani, they didn't actually call out to the kohen to check whether it was light outside yet. But in a chinami, it was also only done in the morning, and therefore it was not an end of the line avoda. You could really say it's really part of the avoda of the burning of the limbs on the mizbeach. So you have no proof from this that the placing of the logs was considered to be an end of the line avoda. Hadrin alach barishona. Let us begin. That's the end of one third of the mesechta, the first volume of the mesifta. We're done with volume one of the Masifta Gemara, and on to volume two of the Masifta. Gentlemen, we have quite the daf for you today in the beginning of the third parak. Fascinating, well-known Shaswide Agaritas. Very, very exciting, and we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to every day, but specifically when we have some lighter material to share with you, some inspiring lighter material. Okay, here we go. Says the new Mishnah. Before the Kohanim would begin the Avod in the morning, Amar lehem ha-memuna, so the assistant head Kohen Gadol, as we just said, would say to the Kohanim, Tzu'u u'ru'u im higi hazman ha-shchita. Go outside and see if it's light outside. Are we allowed to shech the carbon tamid shel shachar? Im higia. If the time it really was light, haroe. So the guy who went up on top of the wall of the Azara, climbed up to the roof, he would scream, Haroa Omer Barkai. He would say, it's light. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, it was slightly different ceremony, and the Gemara is going to give like five other explanations for how this happened. He asked the guy, Heir Pnei, Kol HaMizachat Shebechevron. He asked the guy on the wall, he said, the Mamuna, asked the guy on the wall, is the entire sky all the way up to Chevron lit up? Is it light all the way to Chevron? Which is a little bit of a later time than Barkai. V'hu Omer, Hain, he would say yes. V'lama Hutzu L'kach, why'd they have to send the guy out onto the balcony? Just look up and see what's going on. Shepam Achas Alam Or Alavana, one time, the moon was particularly bright that night. V'dimush Eimrizach, they thought it was so light, but the moon, they thought it was already sun in the morning. V'shachtu Esatamit, Oyvei. V'hutziu L'bei Sasrefa, they had to burn the whole thing because then they went outside, then apparently they realized that it was the moon, it wasn't the sun. So they disqualified the carbon. So they instituted that people have to go outside and check out to make sure that it was actually the sun and not just the moon. And what happened? After the guy said it's time for the Shechita, Horidu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTefila. They sent the Kohen Gadol. This is back. We're going back to Yom Kippur, by the way. This whole mission is about what happened to Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur. The whole second parak was every day. How many Kohanim? That was a regular day. But the third parak, going back to Yom Kippur, so they sent the Kohen Gadol down to the mikvah. Zeh klal ha'yibim mikdash. There was a general rule based on which kala mesech es raglav. Anyone who went to the bathroom, gedolim, a bowel movement, ton tvila, he had to go to the mikvah. V'chala matil mayim, if he just urinated, ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So he just had to wash his hands and feet from the kior. Says the Gemara. So, the Tanoim in our Mishnah had a machlok is exactly what they would say. How light did it have to be? Just Barkai? Or was it that the entire sky up to Chevron was lit? The Gemara now is going to bring a number of other opinions. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Barak Barkai. He didn't just say Barkai, he said Barak Barkai. That the light has lit. Barak Barkai. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Allah Barkai. Maybe it's a little bit later. Not only that the first ray has spurted out, but it has actually elevated. Allah Barkai. That the first light is already way up high in the heavens. It's a little later than Barak Barkai. So says Rashi. Nechuma ben Afakshion Omer Af Barkai b'Chevron. He would say there was even the light above Chevron is lit. Masya ben Shmuel Hamemun al Apayasos. He was in charge of the lotteries. Omer, that's not enough. Heir Pnei Kol Amizachad b'Chevron. The entire sky is shining. The entire eastern sky up until Chevron. Rabbi Ben Beseir Omer Heir Pnei Kol Amizachad b'Chevron. V'yatsu Kol Amishish l'malachta. Wow. The sun is lit all the way up to heaven. Not only that, people have already started going out and going to work. Says the Gemara, really? Ihachi nogale tuva. That's pretty late when people started to go to work. The Gemara says, no, not the people actually going to work. Liskar Paul and Karminan. The people who need to hire workers for the day have already gone out to hire them. The day laborers. Not that the people have actually gone to work, but the people going to hire day laborers went out to try to get the day laborers. Amarev Safra. Oh, so now we get into Agadata Rabosei. Now we get into a whole bunch of Agadata, the whole rest of the daf. Let's see. Because we're talking about here the idea of Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs, that they would try to do the Shechitas Karban Tamid at the very, very earliest rays of sunlight. Because we have a din called Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs, that a person is supposed to try to do a mitzvah at the earliest possible time. So Amar Rav Safra, the Gemara is now going to explain that Avram Avinu made it his business to daven mincha at the earliest possible time. Unbelievable. Now, we always thought that Avram Avinu was on Misak and Shachris, and Yitzhak Avinu was the one who instituted Mincha. And yet, this Gemara over here is going to say that Avram daven Mincha. Let's see. Oh. Says the Gemara, Umar of Safra, Slo Se Davram, the Mincha of Avram Avinu. Right? Look at Rashi. Slo Se Davram. See Rashi? Rashi, you could find. Slo Se Davram. Rashi says it's referring to Tefillah Shel Erev. Tefillas HaErev Shelo. Anybody see the Rashi? Allegedly supposed to be a Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Tefillas HaErev Shelo. I don't see where the Rashi is. Apparently, there is a Rashi that says it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at the Rashi side. Oh, yeah, right. Rashi's on the Tosfos side. That's what's confusing. Okay, I apologize. Slosei Davram. You look at the right side where Tosfos usually is. Okay. Slosei Davram. Tfilas Erev Shalom. Thank you. So, Mincha. Avram, let's see. Amar Rav Safra. Slosei Davram. When did Avram Avinu daven Mincha? When the shade would go from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, the eastern side. In the morning, the eastern side was light because the sun rises in the east. When the wall would get dark because the sun would move from east to west, that's when he would start davening. Sounds like right after Chatzos. Oh, we're going to talk about this in a minute. So asked Rav Yosef to Rav Safra. This is Rav Safra. Avram Avinu used to daven the first second he could daven Mincha when the sun went right over. Sounds like a Chatzos. Right? We don't daven Mincha till 12:30, till half hour after Chatzos. We'll discuss this in a minute. We learned in Brachos, we had a discussion whether or not B'dieved, you're allowed to B'dieved daven Mincha right after Chatzos before 12:30. Let's see. I'm Rav Yosef. Yeah, I'm asking. Yeah, even before 12:30, even at 12. So let's see. So I'm Rav Yosef. So asks the Gemara. Now, the Gemara thought that Rav Safra's coming to tell us in that minug that that's taka, the tefillas mincha for everybody. Amar Rav Yosef, anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar. Are we allowed to learn? Are we going to learn from Avram Avinu's rizus? Now, the way Rashi understands the kasha is Avram was such a zariz, there's no way we could imitate his minhagim. Rabbeinu Tam says, how could we learn from Avram Avinu from 11:30 till 12:30? It's the sun is directly on top, and it's not yet Zman Tfilas Mincha. And the Aruch explains, how could we learn from Avram that he was Mekayim the Mitzvahs before Matan Torah? We can only learn from a Minig Nevi'im. That is Al-Pi Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But you can't learn out Halacha from something that's before Matan Torah. So a lot of different explanations as to what this Kasha really is and how the answer answers it. But let's answer just with a simple pshat. Anan me Avram Nekum V'Nigmar. So three explanations. Either Avram was such a Zaras, how can we learn from him? Or Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you mean? You can't dive until 12:30. And the Aruch says he's before Matan Torah. Answered the Gemara, Omar Rava, Tana Gomer Me Avram Vanan Lo Garmini Minei. What do you mean? We know that a lot of times we learn out from things that Avram Avinu did. So we should be able to learn out. The silent in a brisa by Bris Mila. It says in the Torah in Pashas Tazria, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Alaso, Melamid, Shekol Hayom Kasha Lemila. By Yom Hashmini, you could do Mila the whole 8 days. Ella, Shaz Zerizin Makdimin Lemitzos. But we know, we have a rule, Zerizin Makdimin Lemitzos. Shenemar. Parsha Na'akeda, when Avram went to go Shecht Yitzchak, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker Vayachavosh, that he was Nizdares to the mitzvah. So we see from there that a person should try to do the mitzvah as early as possible. We learn it from the Zrizas of Avram Avinu. So just like we learn like that Zrizas of Avram Avinu, so too we should learn to daven Mincha at the earliest possible time. So according to Rashi, that the Gemara's question was, how could we be Zariz? So we understand the Raya from Mila, that you see we learn from Avram Avinu. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the question was, he was before this man, what in the world is the Raya from Mila? So it's Taka a problem. So the Mefarshim have a long discussions about exactly what the Raya is. But at any rate, let's continue for a second. I'll elaborate on this in a minute. Says the Gemara, Ela Amarava Rav Yosef Haka Kashule. You're right. That wasn't Rav Yosef's Kasha. This is what Rav Yosef was saying. Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah of Psachim. In Psachim, as far as the Shechitas Karban Taminar of Pesach. Chal Ari Psachim Lios Erev Shabbos. As Rav Mordechai just mentioned, if Erev Pesach falls out of Erev Shabbos, therefore, we're gonna have to try and shecht the carbon tubin shel bein arbayim earlier, because all the people's carbon pesach had to be done afterwards, and we're gonna have to roast them before Shabbos. So you have to do everything really early, because the roasting of the carbon pesach was not docha Shabbos. Nishchat b'sheish u'mechza. The carbon b'sheva metza. So you see from the Mishnah that the earliest time to shecht the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim was 6.5 hours. And they would bring the carbon tamid b'sheva u'mechza. If we're learning from Avram Avinu that v'nishchatei mi'miki mishachrei koslei, why didn't we shecht it already from chatzos? From the fact that you can't shecht it from chatzos, only 12:30. Sounds like this man is only 12:30. So it sounds like the earliest time to daven mincha is 12:30. So how can you learn from Avram Avinu that it was actually at 12? Says the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. My kushya, v'dilma kostle de Beis Hamikdash b'sheishu mechza mashcharei. Maybe the walls of the Beis Hamikdash only get light at 12:30. Mishum delo mechavni tuva, because they weren't exactly straight. The bottom half was not the same as the top half. It was wider on the bottom, and therefore, even when the sun is right on top of Chatzos, so you're not going to see the shade until 12:30. And therefore, on Erev Pesach, really, you're allowed to shecht at 12. But in the Beis Hamikdash, You didn't see the shade until 12:30, so that's why they would wait till then on Erev Pesach to shecht it. So says Rashi. So a lot, I see the Ritva asking Rashi, what do you mean? Why are we only, if you're really allowed to do it at 12, so why, if they knew the Kol Shel Beis Hamikdash was later, so why in the world did they use that? Does it depend on the walls of the Beis Hamikdash? The Ritva has the Kasha. Very nice. It has later. So just because the walls would get dark later, they would wait till 12:30? It depends on Chatzos. So he explains that no, the Chachamim were misaking the time of the Tumid according to the darkening of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, because people are going to get angry. If they would do it earlier, people would think that it wasn't yet Chatzos, and people would think that you could even shecht it before Chatzos. Other times. Sfasemis says a little bit differently. In the Beis HaMikdash, there is where we only saw the time change later, so we should wait till that time. Fascinating answers. Okay, that's one answer, says the Gemara. Inami. Another answer. Shani Avram d'itstagninus gedola haisa belibo. Avram Avinu was a bucky gadol with the exact movings of the heavenly bodies. He knew how to be mechaving the time of Bein Arbayim exactly, and therefore he could daven exactly at Chatzos. But the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash had to wait a little longer because they weren't such experts. And so too all of Klai Yisrael waited till 12:30 because we're not such experts. That's right, because right, the Ritva says if we would allow a stam person to daven in Chatzos, sometimes he would daven a little bit before Chatzos by accident. He would think it's Chatzos and daven a little bit before, and he would end up not being Yotze. So says the Ritva. Sounds like if you had somebody who was such a Chacham, he could daven then. All right, the problem is, so then how could you learn from Avraham Avinu? So this is a big discussion on this Gemara, Halacha Lemaisa, whether or not B'dieved you're allowed to daven from 12. Inami, another answer is, Avraham Avinu was very careful about Chatzos, Mishum Dezakin V'yoshi B'yeshiva Havi. Avraham Avinu, not only was he an expert in the heavenly bodies, but he was an expert in Torah. He was a Zakin V'yoshi B'yeshiva. So he was a big masmid. He would sit and learn Torah all the time. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Siyata Dishmai. He was a big Talmud Chacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Siyata Dishmai that he would never make a mistake and get the wrong time. But other people could easily be mistaken and therefore were not Noeg like him. And now the Gemara is going to go on to talk about how all the Avos were big Tamidi Chacham. They used to sit and learn all the time. Says the Gemara, De Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mimeyan shel Avosenu lo Parsha Yeshiva Mehem. All of our original forefathers were all Masmidim Gedolim. They all sat and learnt in Beis Medrash. They sat and learnt in Yeshiva. Hayu b'Mitzrayim Yeshiva Imayim. In Egypt, they were already learning. Shenemar Lech Vasafta Zikne Yisrael. Zakein is notrikun zekana chachma. Whenever you see zekanim, it means zekana chachma, people who sat and learned Torah and became wise men. So you see, they were ziknei Yisrael. They had sat and learned all the time. They weren't just old; they were learned. Hayu b'midbar yeshiva imayim. When Klai Yisrael was in the desert, they had zekanim. Shneamar in a baloscha esvali shivim ish. Me Zikne Yisrael, collect me from me the Zikanim. Avram Avinu Zakim Yoshim Yeshiva Haya. Avram Avinu sat and learnt in Yeshiva. Shneamar V'Avram Zakein Baba Yamim. It says Baba Yamim, that means he was old. So what's Zakein? Zakein is Zekana Chachma. He was wise because he sat and learnt. Yitzchak Avinu Zakim Yoshim Yeshiva Shneamar V'Aiki Zakein Yitzchak. He was a Zakein. He was wise. He learnt a lot of Torah. Yaakov in the Zakim Yoshim Yeshiva Yishan Emar Ve'ena Yisrael Kavdu Mizokin. So all of them were Zakenim. They sat and learnt in Yeshiva. Maybe Zakin just means a little bit more. Here we go. Eliezer ben Avram Zakim Yoshim Yeshiva Yishan. Eliezer ben Avram also sat and learned Torah. Shenemar, Ayom Avram Alavdo Zikan Beso, Amosha B'chol Shelo, Amar Belazah Shemoshel B'Torah Rabo. He mamish was a Talmud Chacham Eliezer. And similarly, who damesek Eliezer? Amar Belazer, shedoyle umashke mitoosah sherab alachirim. Damesek is dole umashke that Eliezer mamish drew from the well of his master Avram Avinu's Torah, and he would give out to drink from his master's Torah to everybody else. So now, even though it sounds like, says the Ritva, even though some of the Farshim, it sounds like Zaken means they were actually old, that Einei Yitzchak v'Yaakov kavdu mizoken, we could have said that it was mamish real zik nechas v'shalom to say such a thing, says the Ritva. Because the Pasuk in Yishayo says, v'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach. Rather, the reason that their eyes were stopped working so well, both Yitzhak and Yaakov, is because they were learning a lot of Torah. Because Torah is mateshes kocha shel adam. So it couldn't be the old age. That's what the Ritva says. And similarly, the Marashah writes, you can't say the Pasuk's tried to say something bad about them. The Einei Yisrael kavdu mizoken. It must be something good about them. Why the eyes become so weak? Because they learn so much Torah. Let's continue. I have so much to say over here. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to say it. Here we go. Amar Rav, let's do a little bit more, and then we'll come back and try to see if we have time. Amar Rav, Kiyem Avram Avinu kol haTorah kula. Not only did Avram Avinu learn the whole Torah, Avram Avinu was Mekayim the whole Torah kula. Shenemar, Eikav HaShem Avram Bekoli Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'sorosai. That's why he says V'gomer. Amar Rav Shim Rachin L'Rav, Ve'em HaShevim Mitzvos. Maybe he was only Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Says Gemara, no, Ha'ikanami Mila. But we know that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Mila. Okay, Ve'em HaShem Mitzvos Mila, Amar Lei, Imkein, Mitzvosai V'sorosai Lamali. No, you see, he was Mekayim the whole Torah. Amar Rav Timur Rav Ashi, Kiyem Avram Avinu Afilu Eruvei Tafshilin. So does Gemara in Erevin. Avram Avinu was even Mekayim Eruvei Tavshilin. Even the Erev Tavshilin, you have to prepare to be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Even some things that are not Halachal Mon Shimsin, it's just a Takonami Durabanon. So it says Rashi, even kept all the Durabanons. Why did Gemara choose Dafke Eruvei Tavshilin? So the Mefarshim talk about this. Shneimar. Torosai, achas Torah shebichsav, achas Torah shebal peh. That's a little bit funny. Now some say have a different girsa, achas divrei sofrim. Why is it called Torah shebal peh? Pasuk says by Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu everything that afil mashe sofrim asin l'schadesh. Even at Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him even the Takanas Chacham. Says the Gemara, Masya ben Shmuel Omer. Hold on one second. Yeah. Should we start? Hold on one second. You know, a little bit more. Yeah. Says the Gemara. I'll try to finish the daf, and then I'm going to come back to some of what we said before. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, v'hu Omer Hain. He said, Heir kol b'nei Mizrach, and he would say, Hain. So the Gemara says, Man Omer Hain. Who would answer Hain? Who would answer yes on the question of Heir b'nei Mizrach? Ilei ma'ach t'kaya igra, that it's the guy who was on the roof. He would say, Hain. Hu chalam, hu mafshir? He's the guy that said Heir b'nei Mizrach, and he's the guy who said yes. That doesn't make any sense. He dreamed the dream and he interprets it. Doesn't make sense. Ella. Hach tekaya ara. No. The guy standing on the ground would say, hey, and how could that be? Mina yada. He couldn't see it. How could he say, hey? So Iba, he say, ma, hach tekaya ara. So one answer is the guy on the ground would say, Iba, he say, ma, hach tekaya igra. Iba, he say, ma, hach tekaya igra. Omar, ihu, the guy standing on the roof would say to the guy on the ground, hey, pene keo mizach. Vamale, hach tekaya ara. The guy on the ground would say, ad shebechevron. Is it lit all the way up to Chevron? V'amalei Hain. And the guy on the roof would say, yes. The guy on the ground would say, "Hey, they call Mizrach." The guy on the roof would say, "Ad shebechevron." It would seem to chevron. The guy on the ground would say, "Hein." Yeah, that was my question. Now, why did they need this whole story to go up to the roof? One time the moonlight was there. Really? Can you mistake the moon for the sun? Vatani Rabbi Omer, Eino Doma Timur Shalavana Timur Shalchama. Timur Shalavana Matam of Olubimak Kamakel. The moon is like a straight kind of light, but Timur Shalchama of Tzila Kanlakan, it spreads out all over. And the Gemara Tandavera Bishmal, Yom HaMa'unah, it was a cloudy day, Umafzi Alakan Alakan, so even the moonlight was spread out, looked like the sun. Amar Papa Shmami, no, we learn from this, Yoma De'iva Kule Shimsha. A cloudy day looks like the sun is, it looks like the light is everywhere. L'may nafkamina l'shabuche oros, for checking the spreading for drying out the skins. Inami, you could dry out anywhere. The sun is all over the place. Inami l'chedadarish rava, isha lo talush lo b'chama v'lo b'chami chama. A woman should not need a loaf on Pesach, not opposite the sun, because it's going to heat it up and cause it to become chametz, v'lo b'chami chama, and not even with water that was heated up by the sun. So on a cloudy day, she shouldn't do it anywhere because the sun is all over the place. Okay, we will, yeah, let's, one mamish, one more line. Amar of Nachman, Zuama de Shimsha, the heat of the sun on a cloudy day, Kashim Shimsha, is worse than the direct sunlight from the sun. V'simanecha, Dona de Chala, a barrel of vinegar, I'm sorry. I'm going to come back to this Bezer tomorrow. But hold on. But I want to just go back. I'm coming back to this line, Reb Nachman, tomorrow. Just one or two points on what we said earlier. There's so much to talk about on this daf. Let's see how much I could do in just a few moments that we have left. So a bunch of kashas over here. First of all, what's the deal with learning mincha? How could Avram Avinu daven mincha? Tosfos Yesharim, other Yesharim say the Gemara says brachas Yitzhak was misakin tefilas mincha. So Tosfos Yeshanim answers, yeah, after Yitzhak Avinu was misakin it, even Avram Avinu daven mincha. Other answer is that even before Yitzhak was misakin it, Avram used to daven it. Avram davened it on his own, but Yitzhak was misakin it for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nechananel answers similarly that Yitzhak was misfal the tefillah the way it was passed down from Avram Avinu. Tosfos Svid writes, Rav Safra holds like Rav Shimon Levi that tefillos were really connected to Tmidim Tiknam, not connected Avos. And since Avram Avinu was Mekayim even Takanas Chachamim, so he also davened Mincha. It's not a kash. Now, what about learning from things that happened before Matan Torah? So we spoke about that a little bit already. In Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Hey, we learned that even before Matan Torah, Mila was already Noheg. However, Lacha Matan Torah, Nischad Shalacha, we learn from Yishak, he says, Ovi Yolda Zachar. So before Matan Torah, you can learn even a guy would be Chayv in Bris Mila. But after Matan Torah, Yishak, he says, only a woman of Jews has Tumas Leda, so only such a Jew would be. So says the say the Rishonim, we can learn that since over here, Kevin Shebezeh Legabe Zman Tfila, we have a specific limud to learn from after Matan Torah, because there's a new halacha that a guy is not chayav. So here we can't learn from before Matan Torah, but by other things that there's no new halacha. So maybe we could learn from before Matan Torah. Like, for instance, Pruah Revu, so says the Minchas Chinuch. And Ramosha Feinstein's Mechadish Chiddush Gadol, that all mitzvahs that are zmanin by yom, min haTorah mitzvahs and me'aneitzacham b'diyevi kashaf me'alos. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. That was about something else. But something else that there's no limud acheres, so you could learn even from before Matan Torah, like Pru or Vu, that a woman is exempt. The Gemara learns in Yevamos Pru or Vu v'chiv shua. We learned that a woman is exempt from Pru or Vu from pasuk that's before Matan Torah, because it didn't change. So something that doesn't change, you're allowed to learn from before Matan Torah. So that's what we could learn from Avram Avinu. And finally, all right, that's what it says. Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs, there is a discussion about whether Zrizin Makdim is just something nice or it's a real chiyuv. So, according to the Meiri writes, the whole idea of Zrizin, you just don't want to look, you just don't want it to seem like the mitzvahs are a burden. You should do it at your first possible moment because you're excited to do it. Sounds like it's not a real chiyuv. But from Tosis and Megillah, it sounds like it's a real chiyuv. Because Tosis mevatlin kohanim avodasim lekriyas haMegillah, and Tosis asks, why does Gemara call bittel avoda? What do you mean? You could just do it later. No, but since you wouldn't do it right away, it's called the bittel. So it sounds like the din of zrizin is a mamish a real chiyuv. Also, the Gemara Megillah says that someone holds that in Shana Mu'beres you read the Megillah in Adarishim because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. And the other opinion says, no, I'd rather do it in the second half than to have it near the Gula of Pesach. Sounds like it's a real chiyuv. And the last point is just, there's a major discussion over here about Avram Avinu being Mekayim Kala Torah Kula. How could Yaakov marry two sisters if he was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula, right? The Gemara says, Avram learned Torah and Yitzchak, right? Right? Avram Avinu taught the Torah to his kids. So how could Yaakov marry two sisters? The Ramban says it was in Chutz La'aretz. So the Avos from Mekayim the Mitzvah only Neretzon, not in Chutz La'aretz. The Maharsha says that Yaakov Avinu had to be Megayer, Sarah, Rachel, and Leah, had to be Megayer them. So once he Megayer them, Ger Sheneskai, Kekotin Shenola, dummy, so they weren't related to each other. So that's the Maharsha says on our Gemara. And the other question is, how could Avram Avinu, right, why didn't Avram give himself a bris milah if he kept the whole Torah? Why didn't he give himself a bris milah before he was commanded? So the Brisker Rav says that before he was commanded, he didn't have a shame Orel. He wasn't called an Orel till he was commanded. The Maril Diskin writes, we'll close with this, that the correct answer is, why didn't Avram Avinu give him a bris milah beforehand? We learn from the word himol yimol that only someone who's commanded in bris milah is allowed to give a bris milah. So Avram Avinu had to dafka wait till he was commanded because he was puzzled to be mal himself. Because only someone who's in mitzuvah in the bris milah is a kasher amayil. So Avram Avinu, since he wasn't mitzuvah, he wasn't a kasher amayil. Okay, a lot to talk about. Rabotai, thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful day.